For the Texas Tech Public Media Newsroom, I'm Jamie Lozano. The harsh winter weather has thrown the entire state of Texas into a frenzy. While many are concerned about the state's power grid, one Lubbock resident has turned her focus to rescuing strays from the bitter cold.
Hey people on Facebook, these like six dogs were the owners left and abandoned them on this county road.
Latrice Haggard Gowdy, or Cat, as she's more commonly known, live streams her latest rescue mission to her Facebook page. On this unusually cold night, she's found six dogs abandoned on a snow-covered country road.
Oh my stars, and there's a kitty. Do you have cat food, Tom?
Over the weekend, Texas was hit with the coldest weather it's seen in more than a century. Lubbock and surrounding areas experienced sub-zero temperatures. Kat has made it her mission to rescue as many strays as possible from the cold.
We need help, guys. They're precious babies.
She started Operation Warmth on Facebook late last week, just a few days before the storm hit. She fills her car with makeshift pet houses, totes filled with straw and hay for animals that she finds, and donates pet food to owners in need. Now, people from all over the world are pitching in to help with Kat's mission.
From Facebook and just word of mouth, they started sharing the story, and then their friends started sharing. Somebody sent Amazoning me a dog house from another state. I had somebody contact me from Australia, and I'm like, how in the world did Australia get me?
The Lubbock Police Department received 26 calls over the weekend regarding animals in the cold. It's against Texas law for owners to leave pets outside unattended in freezing temperatures. Lubbock Animal Services responded to calls as best they could. But with so many, Kat says, she couldn't wait.
And at first we were always calling the animal shelter, but it seems like they're just so overwhelmed that we weren't getting much response for them. So we just decided to start taking things in our own hands. And now, since the weather started getting really bad, I just knew these dogs were going to die if we didn't do something. If somebody didn't do something for these dogs out in the weather.
Animal Services Director Stephen Green says that since temperatures started dropping on Friday, they had received 543 calls from residents.
And out of those, 186 are check welfares, cruelty, tethering, any of those kind of violations. And that's really a high call volume for us, especially on the welfare checks.
As long as Lubbock Animal Services is overwhelmed with calls, Kat will keep at it.
The Lubbock citizens are going to have to step it up and help these strays, or they're just not going to make it through the cold weather.
Out of the cold and back in her own home, it's dinner time for Kat and her eight pets.
How are y'all? It's time for dinner, doggies.
I'm Jamie Lozano in Lubbock.